Hi, I'm Justin Parker, Practice Director at Upper Edge, and I have responsibility for our IT cost optimization service offering, among others. And today, I'd like to spend a few moments discussing the important role that internal alignment plays on the success of your cost optimization program. And earlier this year, I had the pleasure of joining two of my colleagues hosting a webinar on this specific topic and other topics related to IT cost optimization. And in this webinar, I specifically focused in on and explored the importance of internal alignment within a cost optimization program, and would like to play that for you now.
It all starts with internal alignment when you're executing your cost optimization program. And from our experience, internal alignment is a non-negotiable aspect of your cost optimization program to be successful. But as you can see, there are going to be many individuals within your organizations and various different levels within your organization that need to come together to drive those results. But each of them are going to have various competing priorities, various objectives and views on what success looks like and how to execute to obtain success. And so what generally happens under normal circumstances and in normal times, when the ask from the executives is handed down to optimize cost or the expense reduction ask is delivered, everyone reacts, overreacts, goes straight to the P&L, directly to the vendors, making aggressive ask, going in all directions except for the same one. And so when organizations do this and react in that way, you're definitely going to limit your success and ultimately potentially put yourself in a position to render your cost optimization effort ineffective. And so if internal alignment is so important, and it's rather elusive even under normal circumstances, add a pandemic to the equation and it becomes even more difficult, especially considering in today's world we're being asked to be business executives, full-time parents, full-time teachers, all at the same time. And when you want to really drive alignment with your internal stakeholders and your peers, you want to be co-located with your team. You want to be co-located with your peers, your leaders, but now you're not necessarily in the same place. And you don't have the opportunity to get into a conference room, get in front of a whiteboard to drive the alignment that you need. So internal alignment is a strategic enabler when it comes to your cost optimization program. And so we want to focus on two specific risks to avoid as it relates to the internal alignment and what organizations typically do when those cost optimization or expense reduction asks are handed down. The first, as you may imagine, is internal alignment. And the other is you engage vendors, or we see organizations engage vendors too early before they're prepared to do so. And when it comes to the internal misalignment, the first thing is it slows your ability to make decisions. Secondly, it can fracture your internal relationships and impact your results. Because keep in mind, one individual cost optimization is someone else's business disruption. And so you certainly want to make sure that whatever options and opportunities you're evaluating to reduce your cost and optimize your spend are aligned cross-functionally. And then lastly, it's about the unified message that you're delivering internally as your call to action, as well as the message that you're delivering to your vendors. If you are misaligned internally, it's going to be more difficult to create and craft that compelling and unified message. And then moving to the engaging the vendors too early, you know, what I tell you there is keep in mind that your vendor account executives are trained to know your org structure and leverage their knowledge of your org structure wherever possible. And they will create internal division to obfuscate reality and tip the scales in their favor. And so you definitely don't want to do their job for them and have that internal division, because they will seek it out, identify it, and expose it to their greatest benefit. And so when we think about that, there, from an Upper Edge standpoint, you know, we see really three keys to success in this area. First, it all starts with cross-functional alignment. So everyone has a role to play, but those roles need to be played in concert with one another. So this is an opportunity to insert your favorite team sports analogy here. Second is develop a unified message. A compelling and aligned message is going to be extremely critical to not only maximize your results, but reduce internal and external confusion, as well as limiting the vendor's ability to leverage any alignment gaps you have internally. And finally, the implementation of a repeatable methodology to your cost optimization approach is going to be integral to help you drive alignment, make timely decisions, and be able to craft that appropriate unifying message and story that you're delivering to the vendors.
Thank you for listening and hope you found this insightful. Please feel free to check out my other content at upperedge.com.